In his review, Dan Logan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers after Liverpool 2 Bologna 0. We usually talk about teams for the next game if we have time towards the end of the show, but I think it might be better suited at the beginning this time, Neil. The changes, I mean, you can be surprised there weren't more. There's a few things around the game which I think can lead to reasons to maybe why. The manager talked about them being man-to-man both pre- and post-game. So perhaps a need for the likes of Gravenberg, Trent, to be in there in terms of, you know, the job that they can do, beating the one-to-one duel and also the locks that they can pick with passes and stuff like that. The thing around Saturday now is intriguing. Obviously, there was a couple of the knocks around the forwards as well. There's a world in where you can see a lot of changes. There's a world in where you can see none, maybe one or two. Well, what do you think the knock-on of last night's selection means for the weekend?
So for me, there's a bit of a colliery with this game and the Nottingham Forest game. I think they've got some things in common in that I think that both were home games against teams that Liverpool were expecting to win. Two quite different teams and quite different approaches. But ultimately, I think that there was something with them where I think we're trying to play within ourselves. And I think that the decision that's been made is that we'll play within ourselves and try and manage it, try and manage the occasion and go from there. It obviously doesn't work against Forest, and you can argue that it does work here in this game because they win the game. And that's the key thing. But what I think it then leads to is it leads to slightly odd moments and performances over the course of the game. And the proof, in the same way that, for instance, the one thing that mitigates Forest is that they go and put in a really good performance away at Milan. I think one of the things that'll be a bit of a big question now for the next one is ultimately if they go and beat Palace. If they go and beat Palace, then you're left going, well, that was all broadly speaking correct. Whatever he does with the team, and I don't think he will make that many changes because I think he's maybe seen some stuff he doesn't particularly like against Wolves, but then he's come back out here in this one afterwards and doesn't said again there's some stuff that he doesn't particularly like. But I don't see him sort of using that as a reason to ring the changes. The thing I would say is a lot of this is down to how they perceive load. So, and it may well be that they perceive it a little bit differently, or they just sort of feel a little bit like, well, if the game goes a certain way, then we don't need to worry about the impact of the overall load on Van Dijk